Scripture reading is Deuteronomy 28:1-7. Now it shall be, if you diligently obey the Lord your God, being careful to do all His commandments which I command you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. All these blessings will come upon you and overtake you if you obey the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the offspring of your body, and the produce of your ground, and the offspring of your beast, the increase of your herd, and the young of your flock. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord shall cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before you. They will come out against you one way, and will flee before you seven ways. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters, members of over 10,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet worldwide, GCN viewing audiences, children of Sunday school. This is the seventh session of Blessing Series. God's promise will be fulfilled as said. Since I accepted the Lord, it's been more than 40 years, and right from the beginning I believed the Bible 100%. And I prayed with faith, right from the beginning. And I prayed, I never thought of anything. How can Joshua stop the sun and the moon? How could the Red Sea be parted? I never had any doubts or negative thoughts. I just believed everything, 100%. And I'm very thankful for that with the passage of time. Other people, you know, they just believe, but they should just believe. They use their own thoughts and they have doubts. That's why they can't believe. But in my case, I just believed 100%, and after many years, I think about it and I feel very thankful. There are some people who have a lot of theories, a lot of fleshly thoughts. If I had the same kind of thoughts, what if, how can the sun and the moon stop? In theory, it cannot happen. The earth has to be rotating. And there is this gravity and everything. So if the earth stops rotating, there is no gravity. And so everybody will fall off to the universe, from the earth. Also, same with the Red Sea. How can the east wind blow, and how can the people cross? The wind has to be there all the time to hold the water. And how can all men, animals, and everybody cross the Red Sea? If I utilized that kind of fleshly thought, I wouldn't have been able to believe, even though I was healed by God's power. But I believed everything, unconditionally. And later, I, only after God gave me this understanding, how the people crossed, that they were in the space. And the sun and the moon, they were in the spiritual space. So what I ask God's for creationism, scientists of creation, is to believe the word of God as it is, so that they can receive God's wisdom, so that they can have deeper study. It's the same with your faith. If you use fleshly thoughts, you know, you see the things that are not possible at all. When you don't use any fleshly thoughts, you can see those impossible things happen. For example, oralites, they are taken. Some people say, oh, it's a sweet water, it's a water. They put the water on the lens, and if there is no water, it can't be taken. It is taken regardless of the presence of water or not. If it's sweet, they put sweet water and it is taken. It is also mysterious. What is sweet water that there are so many shapes, fish, and these fish eating without any struggle, fighting in an orderly manner, they eat, you know, these fish. or animals. You know, when there is nothing to eat, you know, bears or lions, you know, they even eat their young. But look at them, how peaceful they are, because they represent the fish in the heavenly kingdom. You know, the food, it goes into their mouth so peacefully. They eat so peacefully. For example, just think about dragonflies. How can you say anything negative about it? You know, you saw it, you witnessed. They come down from the skies. Thousands of dragonflies. You know, dragonflies, they fly straight, and they're so fast. Do they fly straight? No, they come down, going left to the right, and slowly, as if there are snowflakes. But they're flying in circles. And when I saw them at first, I thought they were snowflakes. How can there be snow in summer? What is it? And later, I saw that they were dragonflies when they appeared for the first time. And from such a distance, they come down to the place where our church members are. And how can you explain something like this? With theory, with science, it can be explained only by the power of the Almighty God. And it is me who called them out, and I also tell them to go in. And you've seen it. And how can anybody deny this? It is the work of creation of God. And I'm talking only of the fact. So you can just believe 100%. And other than this, there are so many other things, and you can just believe so that your faith can grow. If you doubt, if you use your utilize, oh, it's not possible. Of course, it's not possible, but it is there. That is why it's the work of God. It's the work of creation. That is why I explain with the movement in the space. They didn't come from some place else on this earth. If you can't believe it, think about it. Oh, some people call all the dragonflies. There is a leader among the dragonflies. He called all the other dragonflies, and he gathered up all the dragonflies, and they came down from the sky. But he must be a fool. They come down from around the sun. And that high, at that altitude, it is probably very cold. But they come down from there very slowly, so that until they are visible to us. And they can go spread everywhere, like a parasites. You know, you don't know where you will go. And how can they just come down right down to us, exactly to the location where we are? And how can you explain this to? How can anybody deny this? If anybody wants to deny it, you might have to slap him or something, because they are denying the fact. And there are so many other occasions of this kind in this church, same with the prophecies. And one cannot just recklessly give any prophecy, and if it is not right, how can I stand here? Because of shame. I give you prophecy because I'm confident, because it was given by the Almighty God the Father. Because that's why I'm confident. And I've been giving so many prophecies for the last 32 years, and I will explain to you one by one about all those prophecies. Which a politician would die, and what would happen internationally too. So it is there in the sermons, and the achievement was done later. So the achievement, fulfillment was reported by newspapers and the press. Some young people, they don't know. So I will go over. And also, I said in the late 80s, I said I will not prophesy. At that time, I prophesied every week what will happen domestically, internationally, because they will feel so happy. But there are some people who doubt and who cause troubles. I prophesy, suppose, this week, and it is not done by next week. And he says, how come it's not fulfilled? How prophecies, they are fulfilled sometimes within a couple of weeks or after some months or after some years too. So you can confirm that, confirm them in different periods of time. But there are people who cause trouble. So I said, I will not prophesy any longer, but except some very major things. You made me stop. If I can give you prophecies every week, there will be some accidents. North Korea will do this. They will launch a missile. If I let you know in advance, you'll be so happy. But because you are objecting and same with the politics, who will be elected and how many votes, how much difference. And it's the same with the offerings. Next week, how much will come? When we are having a difficult time, if there is a God's special blessing, suppose the average is in a long time ago, it was like $10,000 per week. But if there will be $40,000, $50,000, it's such a great blessing, four or five times more than usual. So many times I prophesied about the amount of offering. So if I can give you these prophecies, it'll be so good for you. But you closed my mouth because you say so many things. I've never given any wrong prophecy. But now, of course, you didn't do that. Because many of you are on the rock of faith and in spirit. I believe none of you will do that, but in the past you did. Dear brothers and sisters, members of all over 10,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are in the service on the internet worldwide, and viewing audiences, this is the seventh session of Blessing Series. God's promise will be fulfilled as said. If you diligently listen to the word of God and do all His commandments, the promised blessing will certainly come to you. You will receive blessings wherever you are. Blessing will come anything that is related with you. You will be blessed whether you come in or go out. Dear brothers and sisters, if you receive blessings whether you come in or go out, you will not only be wealthy but also have social power and fame. It's not only about financial blessing. You will also have fame and power. Don't I have fame? I received so many awards. You know, when I go out to other countries, they give me a lot of awards, rewards. I received many awards from Mayor of Seoul, Minister of Defense. But I don't brag about them. I just introduce it to you once, and we all forget about it. And also social power, if I want to pull the strings, but especially with the power of God, but I don't need to do that. It's because God's blessing and guarantee will follow you. We can see this from Joseph's example in Genesis chapter 39 onward. Joseph was sold as a slave into Egypt, but blessings came upon wherever he was. Genesis 39 verses 2 to 6 says, the Lord was with Joseph, so he became a successful man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Now his master saw that the Lord was with him and how the Lord caused. Why was he successful? Because the Lord God was with him. His master saw that the Lord was with him. The master, he didn't know who the Lord was. Of course, he must have heard from Joseph, but he didn't know about God properly. But just he saw that God was with him and everything was successful and how the Lord caused all that he did to prosper in his hand. So Joseph found favor in his sight and became his personal servant. And he made him overseer over his house and all that he owned. He put in his charge. How trustworthy he was. So he just put everything in his charge. If I trust anybody, I trust until the end. And I just put him in charge of everything. I don't care, you know, how much did you use the receipts in case of Elder Che. If he spends any money, he never reports to me. He just gives me receipts, but I don't go through all those receipts or anything. I just trust them. And I just trust them until the end, completely. So even if there is a big amount in exchange, I give them, put them in charge. But I don't ask them in details. Because I trust them. Because he trusted, the master trusted Joseph. He put in, he made him overseer in his house and all, over all that he owned. It came about that from the time he made him overseer in his house and over all that he owned, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house on account of Joseph. Thus the Lord's blessing was upon all that he owned, in the house and in the field. So he left everything he owned in Joseph's charge, and with him there, he did not concern himself with anything except the food which he ate. We can see how respected he was in the blessing and guarantee of God, although he was a slave. Such a blessing continued, even when he was wrongfully accused and put into a jail where king's prisoners were held. In physical sense, it seemed he was put into a pit of despair, but he still prospered in the jail too. Genesis chapter 39, verses 20 to 23 says, And he was there in the jail, but the Lord was with Joseph. Joseph was in the jail being wrongfully accused, but he didn't give any excuses. Your wife seduced me, but I refused. He didn't say any of this. He just entrusted everything to God. And it's the same with me. Even though many churches, they wrongfully accused me, I never argued back or anything. I just left everything to God. I committed everything into God's hands so that He could take care of the things. And the result, He blessed us with goodness and everything, with victory. But one thing we made us take a legal action against this broadcasting. There was a reason for God to make us do that. We won every case, civilian and criminal. I asked for $100 million. Because I was so defamed, and so many church members left, and there was so much loss, financial loss in the church. In my calculation, it was much more than $100 million. So I asked for $100 million, and the lawyer said that is just impossible. You know, it's never in the history of a court trial, there is no case where anybody asked for $100 million, but I asked for $10 million, but they didn't even give me $10 million. They just gave me $1 million, and they said it's big. They said it's big just to win against that broadcaster. It is such a big thing to win against that broadcaster and to get $1 million. Because we were completely innocent. We didn't do anything wrong. Of course we would win. But nobody thought we were going to win. So there was no lawyer who wanted to take our case. But for them, there is a law firm they had, which had like 450 lawyers who used to be judges. And so in case of Samsung Group, they also have such a powerful legal team, law firm. But we would. So, you know, the lawyers were thinking that they were going to lose and that they were going to be hated in the legal field. But there was a lawyer and he took our case and it was like a 1 against 450, but we won. So at that time, God allowed for us to go through that trial for our blessing. Later, if we had Elder Hongi Park at that time, we would have won much more greatly because he's firm. He's also working for a law firm. And he has about 450 lawyers under him. So he is working for one of the best, biggest law firms in Korea. So if he was there, but at that time, he was a civil worker. So he couldn't do anything at that time. But God blessed him since then and he is working now for one of the biggest law firms of Korea. But anyway, God wanted us to win, so we won. So God was with, the Lord was with Joseph and extended kindness to him and gave him favor in the sight of the chief jailer. The chief jailer committed to Joseph's charge all the prisoners who were in the jail, so that whatever was done there, he was responsible for it. The chief jailer did not supervise anything under Joseph's charge because the Lord was with him and whatever he did, the Lord made to prosper. Because God was with Joseph, everything prospered. He received blessings coming in and going out. The Lord was with him and whatever he did, the Lord made to prosper. We went through so many tests and trials, but we were guided to prosperity in every way. After that, in God's providence, Joseph became the prime minister, the second powerful man in Egypt. This is the quickest, you know, the quickest promotion. Just to become a parliament member, you probably should prepare since middle school or high school. I was having this dream to become a parliament member, congressman, since I was in elementary school. So in every speech, and I listened to all the speeches of the candidates, and if there was the playground of the schools, I learned about all the, I listened to the speeches and tried to learn. And even if you prepare yourself that way, you can be, you know, maybe in their 40s, as early as 40s. But Joseph was sold as a slave. And within 13 years, he became the most powerful man on his second to the king, like a prime minister. But the king gave him all the authorities, all the power to manage the country within 13 years. How fast was that? Because it's the work of God. In my case too, after that broadcasting incident from the year 2000, my name was known and Manmin, the name of Manmin was known all over the world, and within such a short time, within a dozen years, my name and the name Manmin were known. In Egypt, he was just a foreign slave, but he went as high as next to the king in that great nation. And after he became the prime minister of Egypt, he prepared very well for the 7 years of severe famine that followed 7 years of good harvest, thereby making the Pharaoh very wealthy. He saved people of other countries as well as Egyptians. blessings came down wherever Joseph was. We can see he became the head and not the tail everywhere. Obviously, he would not borrow from anybody but only lend. Since I accepted the Lord, in my case, I never borrowed from anybody. If anybody asked, I gave, but I never borrowed. But before I accepted the Lord, I had a lot of debt because of my wife borrowed from many people. But I always told her not to, even when I was sick, because we didn't have it, the power to pay back. I asked, we can just eat rice. And we can even have just a soya sauce and hot pepper paste. I told her not to borrow, but because I was bedridden because of illnesses, sicknesses, and that's why she had to borrow from her relatives and then from loan sharks, and there were a lot of so much interest, and this became enormous. And since the opening of the church until now, I never borrowed from any church member or anybody. I never said, maybe you can lend to the church. Have I ever asked anybody, any of you, to lend me any money? Of course not. Even though I was in so much difficulty, I prayed and fasted. And in this church too, according to the word of, as word of God says, we must lend and not borrow. I taught them, the finance committee too. When we were having a very hard time, and God will work, He shows to me, my servant, see how I work. If you utilize your thoughts to spend the money, God is not pleased. God is pleased with the faith. So, show them and teach the financial committee. See how I work. He tells me, I will give you this amount of offering. In the 80s, 1 week we were getting like a $10,000 offering every week. In 88, at that time there were $7,000, $8,000. When we were getting that, we were having that amount of offering, there were a lot of things to pay off. At that time, God said, I will give you $40,000. It is four times more. Then we could pay off everything. So God, so I would tell the financial committee, next week God will give us this amount. And next week, exactly, the exact amount of offering was offered. So that's how God trained the financial committee. And God is in control of all the finance too. God is teaching them that you can just obey. So God told us beforehand so they could just obey many times. Elder Presley, do you remember? Many times. Like God said, $33,000 would be given next week. Exact amount, $33,000. And other than that, if there is some millions, exactly the same amount. So we have to believe in God correctly and properly. So we don't have to, we must not use any fleshly thoughts, especially for the kingdom of God. We must not use any fleshly thoughts. We do everything by faith. And God says it will be done according to your faith. But you know it, but you don't do it. That is why you are flesh. That is why you cannot stay in flesh. For the kingdom of God, you have to come into spirit. Watch the reminiscence. You do everything by faith. We didn't have any money. We didn't have any money to do the overseas crusades. But we did everything by faith, and God would give us the exact amount as if everything was calibrated and calculated. I never received any offering from any other country, in any country. They sometimes, in one country, they gave offerings and they brought this a big many big bags of offerings, and as for offering, they brought it to me, and I never asked for any offering. Why did you gather offering? And especially for Pakistan, I kind of scolded them. Why did you collect offerings? So I gave it back. Also in Honduras, they gave us many bags of offerings, saying it was offering for me, from thousands of, tens of thousands of people. So I just gave it back, gave it all back to them for the, to spend for preparation of the crusade. Because I received anything that was given by God, I never received any offering in the crusades.
So,
Joseph received the blessings mentioned in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 12 to 13. The Lord will open for you His good storehouse, the heavens, to give rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand, and you shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. The Lord will make you the head and not the tail, and you will only be above, and you will not be underneath. So since the beginning, even before the opening of the church, I was always the head. Even in my theological college, I was the head of the graduation committee, and I was the head of the class. And even after the opening of the church, I was always the head. And even now, I'm the chairperson of the WCDN, GCN, and MIS, and also some many Korean daily newspapers, weekly newspapers. They asked me to become their president, but I declined. Like the Word of God says, you become the head, and you'll only be you only will be above. When I was doing some work in the church associations, I was always the head. And there are many, you know, at the center was my seat. I was always the head. Whatever I did. When we did the United Crusade in the Yeouido Square, I was the head of the committee, I mean, organizing committee, two times. Like the word of, as the Word of God says, anybody who prepares the vessel of blessing can receive the above blessings in his life. I hear this kind of testimony from a large number of church members. Those who used to receive charitable help now help others, and many of them receive amazing blessings in their businesses and work. They not only get promoted, but also they receive awards from the president, prime minister, or ministers, meaning they are recognized in the society and become the leaders. We, in our church, we have a professor of a university, but he was, he received a call, calling to become a pastor, and he obeyed immediately. He was recommended to join the Seoul National University as a professor, but when he received the calling to be a pastor, he obeyed immediately, even though he was at that kind of social position. When he received the calling of God, he obeyed immediately. Can you do the same? If you obey, you cannot receive the salaries that you used to receive, and you have to resign from the professorship, and it's complicated. It's not easy, but he obeyed immediately. So I gave him advice. So you can do this and you do that from now on. So there are two kinds of pastors. There are domestic, there are two uses, domestic use and international use. Pastor Sujin Lee. Pastor Hee-sun Lee. There are speaking in many other countries. Pastor Kuyong Chung. Pastor Heejin Lee has to receive the revelation, so she can't go out. And Pastor Taeshik Gil of Daejeon Nam Church. Pastor Dong Cho Shin. And he's for international use too, for speaking in pastors' conferences. But he is not moving. Maybe he likes Korea better. I ordered him many years ago. So we have pastors for domestic use. They, so, of course, international use is better because they can speak, they can work both in Korea and outside Korea. So when the pastors will go outside later, they will be served and treated so well. Right now, after 2-3 years, the work of recreation will be so much greater and it will be broadcast so much more. So when the pastors go outside, they will have, each of them will have a performing team. There will be many more teams too. And also security members and GCN crews to film the crusades and everything. And there'll be secretaries too. So all these delegation will go together when we send them to other countries. So whichever country they go, they will be treated very well because they are pastors from Manmin Church. It'll be so. Watch it just after a couple of years. Because the power of recreation will be known all over the world. And once the money comes in, all the Christian broadcasting, they will be united. The GCN has prepared. GCN has finished the preparation. There are many kinds of programs, shows, to be able to broadcast for 24 hours a day. So that they can produce a lot of different kinds of TV shows and programs. So whatever country they go, they will be welcomed. And all the leaders and at least some ministers will come and welcome our pastors. And that day will be soon. And the pastors, you should be proud. You shouldn't, you're not just going to any single church. You will speak for United the Crusade. So the professors, I'm telling the professors too. It's up to you whether you will be only for domestic use or international use or only for this church. And then one who was recommended to be a professor of Seoul National University, he shouldn't be just a pastor for the church. And because he is obeying right away, he is to be used for international use. If you obey the original voice, you will receive more and greater blessings through the works of recreation. Now in Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 7 it says, "The Lord shall cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before you. They will come out against you one way and will flee before you seven ways." They will come out against you one way and will flee before you seven ways. It means they are out of their minds. They're just busy saving their own lives. So there's no leader, nobody. They're just out of their minds and their camp is completely, utterly destroyed. This applies in many places of the Bible. When God was with His people, they defeated enemies even in a situation where it was absolutely impossible. Sometimes angels or God fought for them to destroy their enemies. So when we were going through tests and trials, God was the one who was fighting for us. His army, heavenly hosts, and angels. I saw that many times. Such things can happen in today's world too. Our church and I have been experiencing such works for the last 32 years. I know very well what kinds of miserable ends came upon those who persecuted the church and tried to destroy me. Of course, every time I hear such news, I feel very sorry and heartbroken for them. I just want them to repent and turn back and be well. But I seldom mention such cases on the pulpit. I mention such cases only when absolutely necessary so that you'd never go such a way. But I only tell some parts about them. In my autobiography is mentioned some incidents. One of them is a trial of blessing for the church in 1988. Some residents and merchants at the market near the church in Shindabang-dong area spread false rumors in an attempt to get the church out of the area. They were holding disruptive ceremonies in front of the church on Sunday, playing drums and cymbals. Because they don't come into the church building. On the road, they just sit there and they play the drums and cymbals and they create noise to disrupt with the worship service. When the church called the police, they would arrive only after everyone had left. The police, they would come. But then they would stay nearby. We know they came. But they stay behind and they contact each other and they get the people out of there first and then the police show up. We have many police officers here, but it was what the police were doing at that time. It was in the 88 Olympics. So they couldn't, the police, they couldn't stop the demonstrations easily because it is Olympics and there were many foreigners. They didn't want to strongly try to control the demonstrations. It is because the government was involved in it too. Probably it's hard for you to believe. At that time it was a 3,000 member church. And the government tried to get us out of there. It is something unimaginable. But at that time it was. There were some majority party. And it means there was political scheming involved. Because we did not know it at that time. The church leaders went to the local government office to protest. And we thought about legal actions too. And we went to the police. And some leaders, they wanted to go to the police. And they wanted to demonstrate in front of the police station. They wanted to go to the local government office, but I stopped them all. But I just persuaded the leaders with the word of God, saying we must not pay back evil with evil, but only with goodness. But as time went, the magnitude of disturbance became stronger. People from local government offices and even senior citizens were disturbing the worship service in front of the church. And the fire station. At that time I heard they were paid $30 or $50 per day. The senior citizens, they were paid $30, $50 a day. You know, they would drink and create noise. And the fire station came out for facility investigation to harass us every day. This is in violation. Not just the fire station, but every government offices, they came and inspectors came to harass us. And yet, I just left everything to God through prayer. And one day, some of those who were trying to get the church out of the area asked us to meet them. Asked me to meet them. When I went, there were about a dozen representatives of local government bodies. As far as I remember, there were about a dozen people. They were telling me, "Pastor, please save us. It's so painful. We feel like we are falling into hell." Did we tell you to do it? You are doing something that is so ridiculous to the church. You are doing the things, you're doing it to your own. And I heard from them, they were saying that they felt like falling into hell. They said, many of those who are at the front of such movement to drive away the church became suddenly sick and even got diseases. And this news spread among them. So when we were trying to have a Friday Olay service, they went to some public bath, and these unbelievers, they were talking. Those who participated in the movement against the church, they were suffering, they were getting diseases, and they were nervous, and they felt like they were falling into hell. They were talking amongst themselves, and this kind of conversation spread among the people. Many of them felt afraid after hearing the news, and those who were in the lead felt like they were falling down to hell. That is why they asked me to meet them. In fact, we wanted to move to a bigger place too, but we couldn't find a good location, and we didn't have the money to do it either. Of course, because we had thousands of members, we wanted to move. We had to find a bigger place. But in Sindaebangdong, there was no bigger place. The only possible place was a company near this Nongshim. And there was no big place. And we didn't have the money. And we had to move the church because it was just too small. People were worshiping even in bathrooms, in the passage in the corridor. And so we had to move, but we didn't have any place. We didn't have the money. So as we explained our situation, they asked us how much money we needed. And when we said the amount, they just gave it to us. They asked us to give our figure. So when we said the amount, we couldn't just ask for so much amount. You know, when we moved to another place, we had to sell all the podium and pews and every week because we wouldn't even be able to use them. So we had to buy all the things new for the new place. And at that time, we figured it was going to cost us $300,000. And they just gave it to us. At that time, $300,000 for us at that time was such a big amount. Because it was in the 80s, late 80s. $300,000. Such a big amount. That's how we had the money to move the church. And we were searching. And that's why we came all the way here. We didn't have any. There was no big place to accommodate all the church members. So we came into the old sanctuary. After we came to the old sanctuary, at that time, after the first week, not even half was filled, but after one revival meeting, it was fully packed. In every new place, it is not even half is filled, but after one revival meeting, the whole church is filled. And then after that, there's not much increase. So it's the same with this place. If we have a bigger place, we'll increase so much more. So they just gave the money to us. After that, we were able to move to a much bigger sanctuary. And since then, the number of members kept on increasing. Most of the local governing bodies tried to drive away our church, But as God was with us and working for us, the result was great blessing for us. So we moved to a bigger place and we had the money and we received blessing. The result was our blessing because God knew that we couldn't do it on our own. And by causing such a thing to happen to us, God let us move. So it's not a test. It is in the providence of God because we didn't do anything wrong. So God gave us advice, warning. If you had a good relationship with the neighbors in anniversaries, if you gave them gifts, if you had a good relationship with the neighbors, they wouldn't have done this to you. But you just ignored them. So that's why there were some people who are disturbing you. So the leaders, they were educated. But here, again, it's the same. We came in here, but because in the industrial area, actually we couldn't come here, so they should have a good, they should have had a good relationship with the local officials, but that they didn't. That's why we were suffering. But then after the general affairs office director was changed, he went to them and he explained to them our situation. And you know, once you have the fellowship, they become good. They stand on our side. And as the director of the industrial compound is changed, he loves me so much. So he doesn't harass us or anything. This is the providence of God. This is the plan of, this is the work of God. So God drove away those who try to drive us away. Romans 12:19 says, never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God. So because it's the word of God, you don't have to argue or sue anybody. You can just treat everybody with goodness. But in case of broadcasting, why did we sue them? Unless we sue them, they would keep on trying to kill us, destroy us. Once they broadcast us, you know, if, in case of other people, you know, if they ran away to another country, they would follow him to other countries too, and until he's completely, utterly destroyed, they would keep on broadcasting about him. Because we sued, but in our, so that's why God, because knows everything, and that's why he let us sue them. So that, because they lost, they try to apologize and they try to pacify. So, but because they knew they were on a losing side, they try to just stop us from suing them, but we sue them anyway. That's why, because they lost, that's why they made a promise that they would never broadcast about Manmin Church at all, especially these wrongful accusations, groundless with the groundless accusations. So you know all these things. Then, and if your relatives or family members, if you said Manmin Church was wrong, it is heretical, and if anybody judged me and condemned me, you, those people have to come to repent, to apologize, because everything is revealed. Everything, because everything was a fabrication of the broadcaster. And those relatives and family members, they have to come to repent that they judged me and condemned me. But nobody's doing that. That's why they are dying of diseases. So many diseases and accidents and business failures, bankruptcies, and broken families. It's because they were so evil. Now, as you know, you have to come to repent. And without knowing, why did they have to commit such evil? Why did they have to pass judgment and condemnation on the servant of God who performs it, the part of God, without even knowing about me? If they had just a little bit of fellowship with me, they would have never judged anybody, because I never did anything wrong or anything evil to anybody. I never sought my own benefit at all. And how can anybody judge me or condemn condemn me for being evil. God says, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. This is the method of God. So, pastors, leaders, you have to remember this and do everything in the way of God, even though you are wrongfully accused, just to follow the right way so that God will fight for you, and you will win a great victory, so you'll eventually give glory to God. So you know the rules of God. Without knowing the justice of God, oh, you lost the lawsuit and this and that. I hear quite often. You did something wrong and you went to the court and you lost, and you have to pay the price, obviously. And if you went to the court for being innocent, then God can fight for you. You don't have to fight it. God walked with us and guaranteed us in the overseas crusades too. Mostly I had crusades in countries where evangelism is prohibited or where there were threats of terrorism. So, as the news about our crusade was spread, the enemy devil tried many methods to disrupt the crusades. Because especially prophets or servants of God who perform with a part of God, enemy devil tried to destroy those men. Prophets, Apostle Paul, the enemy devil always tried to destroy these men of God. So was my case, but because I have such great power of God, if they keep on trying to do that, they will be punished. At first, God just lets them disturb me. That way, I am known everywhere. Their disturbing work is our publicity. Everybody wonders who this is, so they come to the crusade. What kind of pastor is this? So the blind come to see, the mute come to speak. And why is there so much disturbance? So they become curious and they listen to the message. It is so as sweet as honey. And they realize that all the accusations were wrong. So they understand me and they love me. And also it is broadcast everywhere. The powerful works of God, signs and wonders. So we are welcomed and treated so nicely, even from the airport. And after the crusade is over, when we go out, they don't even check our baggage. So next time when we go in, they don't check our baggages again. Even though I don't go, when our delegations go, they are already well known, so but once I set my foot in that country, we witnessed that all those who were disturbing us so much hid themselves. And we successfully finished the crusades, greatly giving glory to God. So we have the GCN reminiscence, so you're watching these crusades. And after the crusades were over, many of those who had disturbed us came to me to apologize and repent. As in reminiscence, some theologians, church leaders, they came to me to repent and apologize. You came from heaven. You're sent by God. Please repent. Please forgive us. You know, in any country, it is such amazing thing. They are leaders of churches in their respective countries. Let us pray together, thinking about the message. Father God, thank you. Let this message become life and faith. There were many things in your providence, and we see that everything is your plan and providence. When we walk in the light, we always win the victory and give glory to you, glory to you. But if we compromised with the world or backed off, we would have become the prey of Satan. Let us walk the right way, walk in the light. Father, also lay your hands transcending space and time. Reverend Myeongwon Jung of Kenya, he will have handkerchief crusade on June 22nd in Nairobi Mami Church. There will be more powerful works of God. Missionary Batjorik will have a mountain prayer meeting of Mongolia Mami Church on June 21st and handkerchief crusade be with him. Missionary Ang Bayar will have a handkerchief crusade in Ulaanbaatar Mami Church on June 21st. Be with him, bless them. And Gur Lakcha, Lem Gergutja, Wang Ping Chu, autonomic insufficiency, muscle pain, be healed. Wang Qing, calcification in the kidney, the man should be healed. Dai Chao Ye, paralysis be healed. Li Mei Lan, tumor in the uterus be healed. Dang Su Fing, let her daughter Juja Jin, epilepsy go away. Let the devil go away. Zhang Zhu Guan, let the fetus grow up well and let her have easy delivery. Lord, thank you. Bless them healthy, to be healthy spiritually and physically. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well, let all the internal organs be healthy. High and low blood pressure, all cancers go away, lung diseases go away, skin diseases go away. Be healed, light come. Father, thank you. Give them spiritual and physical health. Be with us in the remainder of the day. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Father, also protect all the vehicles, church members' vehicles. Let them make no mistakes while driving. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.